For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team split last weekend at home. Head on the road this weekend to take on the Minot State Beavers. Coach Mike Boshi with us. Mike, how badly did your guys just need a little confidence and need that win last Saturday?
It was a must. You know, I think anytime you lose a few games in a row, your confidence is going to be cracking a little bit. And, we were probably our own worst enemy in a lot of those games. And, I think we eliminated some of our issues for most of that game. And, it certainly gave us a chance to win. And, we had an opportunity to really extend the lead. I think we got 11-point lead there midway through the second half. And I felt like we could have continued to build on that lead. Unfortunately, we didn't. But it was nice to get the win nonetheless.
You'd obviously like to build on that, but as the game got tighter and tighter down the stretch, what did you guys do well enough to still manage to come out on top?
Well, I think defensively we were, had one of our best defensive games. And, we had quite a few crucial stops, forced tough shots, and then got the rebound. And, we made enough free throws at the end to win it. But certainly, we want to make more free throws than we did to finish that one out.
You have had, two or three guys each night that have led you in scoring. We've talked about it in the past. You need more depth. Did you get it last week?
Well, I think our bench scoring jumped up a little bit, and that has to be a norm for us. Tyler Behrens came off the bench and gave us a big lift, hit a few threes, maybe three of them. And did a good job of running our offense and moving the ball and making us play with a good pace. And then Dalton Elbrick came off the bench and did a nice job as well. He hit a three and got an offense rebound put back. I think he had a post move in there to give us about 10 points as well. And, those are big minutes. Those are big minutes when we can go to the bench and not hurt anything. And hopefully maybe even make us a little bit better is what you want to have happen, a spark of some kind. And I feel like Tyler does a really good job of that.
As a Division I transfer, you'd expect him to be able to fill a couple of different roles for you. How hard is it this year for transfers when everything is the only time that they can really hang around their teammates is at practice or at games and just kind of fitting in?
I think it is difficult. And normally we would have those scrimmages against other teams. We'd have the exhibition game. We would have non-conference games to kind of find out who we are and where everybody fits and, how the new guys, what is their role going to be? How do they, integrate with the guys that are returning? So we lost all that. So it's just kind of a learning on the fly. And, unfortunately it's during the NSIC conference race and that certainly has a big impact on what you're seeing from us, as well as probably a few other teams that have a lot of guys new to the program.
I asked Tyler earlier this week, what the biggest difference was between Division I and Division II, and he says, quite honestly, I think the shooters are better in the NSIC. He goes, athleticism is the one thing. It's such a small margin, isn't it?
I think it is. Schultz, even when I played at the University of North Dakota, we had a Wisconsin Badger transfer in, and he didn't play. He wasn't good enough for us. And so it's a small margin. You're right. I think our NSIC league is such a skilled league. There's so many skilled players in it. They may not all be the best athletes and may not be able to defend at that higher level, everybody. But our best players are Division I players, and there's no doubt in my mind. And I'm not saying that all the players in Division I level that can't play at our level, but it's certainly hard. I mean, there's a lot to say about if you can play, you can play. And but we have a couple guys this year that transfer from Division I, and Tyler's getting some time right now, and I think he's getting better. He didn't get a lot of time in Division I, and that experience certainly hurts, but he's continuing to get better, and he works so dang hard, though. It's fun to watch him.
On to Minot State, where do they cause problems for you?
Well, they're going to be a team that's pretty athletic. I think they can get out and really disrupt what you're doing. They have a big kid in there that's shooting 70% from the floor. And that's pretty good, Schulte. So we got to be able to do something that can slow him down a little bit. They don't go to him as much as you would think shooting those kind of numbers, but I think he can get it going. Their point guard has been around now for a number of years. I think he was all conference last year. He probably averaged 15 points and 6 assists. And he has a way of finding people and making people better on that team. And I feel like later in the game, we've got to be able to control him. We can't let him, you know, get off for himself and then make others better. We got to figure out a way to slow him down later in the game when the game's going to be decided.
I know that Bemidji State is going to start allowing each player, a couple of parents, to come to home games. Is that a league-wide thing or just a BSU thing?
I think it's more the Minnesota State University system thing, because the league has been allowing fans in the games. You know, Duluth had, parents and family members in their games. Minot, Northern, those guys have all had people at their games already. So we're just opening up the Minnesota State system.
So does that mean the giant cannon will be fired off this weekend?
Yeah, we hope so, right?
Best of luck this week, Coach.
All right, sounds good, Chelsea.